In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A week ago, we read the story of the widow's mite, about the widow at the temple treasury who gave 2 copper coins, which was all that she had. She was surrounded by rich people who were there putting in large sums that made her gift seem insignificant. Yet she is the one that Jesus singles out to his disciples. He points to her as the model of generosity, noting how the rich had contributed from their wealth and excess, whereas she gave out of her poverty. The widow's gift goes against human reason. Reason says she should have saved what little she had, waited until she had more money before making an offering, or that her small gift wasn't going to make a difference, so what would it matter anyway? But as we see from the story and from Jesus' response, her gift does matter to God. So what would it mean for us to follow her example? Does it mean we should go empty our bank accounts, sell our houses, and give all that we have to church or charity? Certainly some are called in this way. But in general, it seems that the story of the widow can't be taken as a one-size-fits-all solution, one that's directly translatable to all situations. There is something, however, in her example, that Jesus wants us to be inspired by. Because Jesus doesn't want us to simply follow another rule or meet an obligation. He wants us to discover for ourselves what the widow knew in her heart. The widow knew her happiest and highest calling was to live wholeheartedly for God, with all that she had and with all that she was. I imagine what allowed her to make such a sacrificial offering was that she had already made that commitment with her entire being. Like a card player who pushes every single one of her chips into the center of the table, she had already gone all in with God. And having done that with her life, those copper coins naturally followed. Going all in, like the widow, means giving our whole selves to God. It starts on the inside, beginning with our hearts, devoting our hearts to loving the things that God loves. It continues in our soul as we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, God's life, which is now activated in us. It's also a commitment we make with our minds as we set our thoughts on things that are of God, and challenge those thoughts that aren't consistent with God's love. And from there it flows from who we are to what we have, every single resource that's ours. In the language of church stewardship, we define these resources as our time, talent, and treasure, which means our hours and our energy, our intellect, passion, and skills, the things we can do with our bodies, and our financial resources and possessions. When we do the inner work and see it all as God's to begin with, it will be much easier to put it all back into God's service. We see this in the story of Hannah from our Old Testament lesson for today. Hannah was unable to have a child. But after a very long time of waiting and hoping and praying, she had a son. Now, we could understand if, after wanting to have a child so badly, that she would want to center her life around Samuel and around being a mom. But she dedicates Samuel to God. He was her most valued, beloved, long-awaited gift. And with gratitude and with a full heart, she gives this gift back into God's care. Samuel lives and works at the temple as a youth, and then he goes on to become one of Israel's greatest prophets, who then anoints one of Israel's greatest kings, David. Hannah and the widow are examples of people who held the gifts God had given them loosely, with palms open to God, which meant that God could keep working with them, continuing to multiply and increase the impact they'd have. By having this posture and understanding, they were keeping the gifts of God alive. The purpose of stories of generosity in the Bible, like the widow and like Hannah, are not given so that we will measure our own gifts and sacrifice against theirs. Stories like this are meant to reveal something sacred that is within each of us, that we too are capable of this wholehearted living. We are called to bring the radical generosity of the widow, of Hannah, to the various worlds that we inhabit, like our workplaces, our church, our homes and our neighborhoods, wherever we have a presence. We need more people who go through life with a generosity of spirit and a sense of God's abundance. And we all can be that person. As a pastor, I feel very fortunate to share this message with a generous congregation, where so many people have given their time, talent, and treasure in ways that I can't even begin to quantify. Perhaps the best way to describe it is that whenever a need comes up, there is always someone who is ready and willing to meet it. Because of the way you all have kept God's gifts in motion, we have a beautiful worship space where people can gather weekly to connect to God and one another in worship, where people have had life-changing experiences as they are moved by the liturgy, music, and teachings. We have a dynamic program for children and families, with a service that welcomes wiggles, giggles, and all, and where youth receive mentoring and develop a mature faith as they are able to ask questions in community. We have a long-standing commitment to serving our neighbors in the downtown, like through our soup kitchen, where roughly 60,000 meals are served every year, and through our partnerships with shelter care and the Jeremiah Development, and now most recently through our Aspire Arts Outreach. Our pledge drive is an opportunity for us to act with the generosity of spirit, palms open, keeping God's gifts in motion. This year, we hope to have participation from all of our people. You may notice in the pledge card in front of you, we have a place for committing one's time, talent, and treasure. And we hope that everyone can give to each of these areas in some way. Even if it seems insignificant, like two copper coins, you never know what God can do with it. It will be a powerful symbol and a spiritual act to have a piece of all of us in this work together. Thank you for your generosity. It's what makes this special place possible. And it's part of the transformation and newness of life that awaits each one of us when we go all in with God. Amen.